is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 hit 900,000 Friday, less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The two-year total, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, is greater than the population of Indianapolis, San Francisco, Charlotte, North Carolina. Milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that has been beset by misinformation and political and legal strife. Well, the shots have provided and proved to be mostly safe and effective at preventing serious illness and death. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is a part of China. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. President Joe Biden believed that destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interest all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued a joint statement highlighting what they called interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The joint communique followed a meeting with the two leaders just before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing. The Russian and Chinese leaders have now declared their joint opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed again that the island of Taiwan is part of China. And again, in response to that, the White House responded and said that President Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interests all over the world. This is VOA News. The French president and German chancellor will head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and find a way out of growing tensions. France's Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Moscow Monday and Kiev Tuesday, while Germany's Olaf Scholz will try to travel to Kiev on February 14th and Moscow February 15th. The high-level visits come as China has backed Russia's demand that NATO be precluded from expanding to Ukraine, and after the U.S. accused the Kremlin on Thursday of an elaborate plot to fabricate an attack by Ukrainian forces that Russia has not provided use a pretext to take military action. The U.S. has not provided details, information about the claims, which Moscow has denied. When helicopters carrying some 50 U.S. commandos landed in Syria an hour after midnight, the raiders confronted a house full of extremists and children. Baby comforts were inside, a stuffed bunny, a plastic swing, a crib, and more. So was the paraphernalia of violence, including the bomb that the Islamic State's leader said by U.S. officials to have used to blow himself up, his family, and perhaps others. It was a raid in an extremist stronghold. The raid was months in the work and executed with the understanding that children might die, as well as the hunted IS chief, if the building's occupants did not get out when given the chance. The U.S. military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has concluded that a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone, and the deaths of more than 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were not preventable. The blast at Abbey Gate outside the Kabul airport on August 26th killed 11 U.S. Marines, a sailor, and a soldier who were screening the thousands of Afghans frantically trying to get onto one of the crowded flights leaving the country after the Taliban takeover. Officials said earlier that it was a complex attack involving gunfire, and it was unfounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. This week, the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, hoped to get a grip on his government after weeks of scandal. By Friday, he was struggling to hang on after a scathing report on lockdown breaching parties and the departure of several top aides. Johnson was rocked Thursday by the resignation of his policy chief, a trusted advisor who worked with him for more than a decade. The Munira Mirza stood by the prime minister amid Partygate revelations that Johnson and his staff broke the rules they had imposed on the country. But she said Johnson's accusation this week that an opposition leader had failed to stop a notorious pedophile was the final straw. Via